Welcome back, fans of the strange and the unsettling, to Whispers from the Dark. I am your guide, Raven Vale, and tonight we delve into a modern nightmare, a story that rips at the very fabric of parental fear, leaving behind a void where a child should be. We journey to the vibrant, yet often shadowed landscape of the San Francisco Bay Area, to a case that has baffled investigators and haunted a family for years. We speak tonight of Arianna Fitz, a little girl who vanished, leaving behind only a chilling silence and an unsolved mystery that screams for answers. Picture, if you will, the bustling energy of Oakland, California, in the winter of 2016. It was a time of holidays, of family gatherings, of hope for a new year. For 32-year-old Nicole Fitz, a young mother navigating the complexities of life, her greatest joy was her 2.5-year-old daughter, Arianna Fitz. Arianna, with her bright eyes and infectious smile, was the center of Nicole's world. They were often seen together, a familiar sight to family and friends. Nicole, like many, faced challenges. She worked a demanding job, often at night, and relied on a network of family and friends for support, particularly with childcare. Arianna was frequently cared for by various individuals, including her grandmother, Felicia Johnson, and other trusted family members. This fluid arrangement, while common, would later become a complicating factor in the investigation that followed. The first unsettling sign came in February 2016. Nicole Fitz, who was working at a Best Buy in San Francisco, abruptly stopped showing up for work. Her phone went unanswered. This was highly uncharacteristic. Nicole was reliable, and her absence immediately raised concerns among her colleagues and, more urgently, her family. Her mother, Felicia, grew increasingly worried. It wasn't like Nicole to simply disappear, especially without contacting her about Arianna. Days turned into weeks, and the silence from Nicole became deafening. Felicia, desperate for answers, tried every avenue she could think of. She called hospitals, police departments, and mutual acquaintances. The lack of any communication from Nicole, and more terrifyingly, from Arianna, sent a cold dread through the family. A mother might vanish, but a 2-year-old child. That was an entirely different, more sinister, kind of silence. On April 8th, 2016, the worst fears of the family began to materialize. The body of Nicole Fitz was discovered in a shallow grave in the rural town of Brooks, California, roughly an hour and a half northeast of Oakland. She had been murdered. The discovery transformed a missing persons case into a full-blown homicide investigation. And with Nicole's death, the mystery surrounding Arianna Fitz's whereabouts became even more urgent, more chilling. The police immediately launched a massive search for Arianna. They knew time was critical. A child, especially one so young, could not survive long without care. The San Francisco Bay Area was scoured. Amber alerts were issued. The media picked up the story, plastering Arianna's adorable face across television screens and newspapers, pleading for any information. The nation held its breath, hoping for a miracle. As the investigation unfolded, the details that emerged painted a complex and deeply unsettling picture. Detectives began to piece together Nicole's last known movements and the various individuals who had recently cared for Arianna. The focus quickly turned to those within Nicole's inner circle, particularly family members who had been involved in Arianna's care. It was revealed that Nicole had last been seen alive in early April. Authorities learned that Arianna had been in the care of several individuals, including her grandmother, Felicia Johnson, and another relative, Samantha Johnson, who was Nicole's sister. The timeline of Arianna's last known location became crucial, but also frustratingly vague. Different family members provided conflicting accounts of when and where they last saw the child. This lack of a clear, consistent narrative immediately raised red flags for investigators. The police publicly identified several persons of interest in Nicole's murder and Ariana's disappearance, all of whom were family members or close associates. Among them were Felicia Johnson, Ariana's grandmother, and Samantha Johnson, her aunt. The narrative shifted from a random act of violence to something far more intimate and terrifying, a family secret, a betrayal from within. The details that emerged were chilling. Investigators revealed that Nicole Fitz had been murdered and her body hidden. The circumstances surrounding her death and the subsequent disappearance of her daughter suggested a deliberate, calculated act. The police stated publicly that they believed Ariana was likely no longer alive, a devastating blow to a family clinging to hope. They theorized that Ariana may have been killed to prevent her from identifying her mother's killer, or as part of a larger, darker motive. The silence from the family members who were considered persons of interest was deafening. They largely refused to cooperate fully with the authorities, or their statements were inconsistent. This wall of silence, combined with the lack of a body, turned Ariana's case into a frustrating, cold case, a constant ache for the detectives assigned to it. The case gained national attention, not just for the tragic nature of a missing child, but for the horrifying implication that those closest to her might hold the key to her fate. The public, accustomed to true crime narratives, was gripped by the idea of a family turning on itself, of a child becoming collateral damage in a hidden conflict. The question that haunted everyone was, why? What secret was so terrible that it necessitated the murder of a mother and the vanishing of her innocent child? Years passed. The initial flurry of media attention subsided, but the dedicated investigators of the Oakland Police Department and the FBI never gave up. They continued to pursue leads, re-interview witnesses, and analyze forensic evidence. Ariana's face, frozen in a smiling photograph, remained on missing persons posters, a constant reminder of the unsolved mystery. The lack of Ariana's body is perhaps the most chilling aspect of the case. Without it, there is no definitive proof of her death, no final closure for her heartbroken family. It leaves a gaping wound, a perpetual state of agonizing uncertainty. For her grandmother, Felicia Johnson, who had once cared for her so often, the weight of the unknown must be unbearable. The idea that a child could simply vanish from the face of the earth, leaving behind no trace, no clue, is a terrifying thought that resonates with every parent. The Ariana Fitz case serves as a stark, heartbreaking reminder of the fragility of life and the dark undercurrents that can exist even within the most intimate of relationships. It highlights the devastating consequences of family secrets and the profound impact of unexplained disappearances. The Bay Area mystery continues to haunt, a silent testament to a life cut short and a justice long denied. As the years turn into a decade, the hope for Ariana's safe return dwindles, replaced by the desperate plea for answers, for the truth of what happened to the little girl with the bright eyes. The story of Ariana Fitz is a whisper from the dark, a chilling tale of a child lost, a mother murdered, and a truth buried deep within the shadows of a family. And as the night deepens and the whispers from the dark grow louder, one cannot help but wonder, where is Ariana? And will her voice, one day, finally be heard from the silence?